Yes, it's time for Chit Chat with Alicia Carey. She joins us now from a coffee shop, an undisclosed location somewhere in New York City.
Yeah, secret.
Secret. Even the customers don't know you're there.
Nobody.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Did you have a nice New Year's?
Yes, I had an amazing New Year's.
Me too. I just can't remember it. And not because I drank. I just can't remember it. That's all. New Year's is a very strange day for me. It means absolutely nothing except for it's an excuse for people to drink and then drive. So that's not great. But at the same time, it's kind of like a mental cleanup thing, isn't it?
It is. It's like a reflection day. It's definitely a day of reflection. And I know I do it, and I know a lot of people do it, and we kind of look back. We definitely take a look back and look where we're at now and also look to see what it is we can do for the future. But I think it makes people anxious, and it actually might make people a little bit, what's what I'm looking for, sad or what have you. A lot of emotions come up.
Yeah. I was watching, on New Year's Eve, how they celebrate across the world, New Zealand and then Australia and Paris and London and all that. And people yelling and cheering and fireworks were going off. And I kept thinking to myself, what are you celebrating? What are you cheering? What are you doing? What's going on here? I all of a sudden lost the whole concept of it. I get the thing about, looking forward to the next year and putting the old one behind and making resolutions. But why are people like cheering like it's a ball game or something? I don't get that.
I really think it is. Our mind is really amazing because sometimes we forget, but we've been through a lot. I think people are cheering because they've survived. We've been through a lot. Like, we just don't remember. Like,
I know.
So many events that our mind is personally, thank God, has sort of pushed back, but we have survived it, and that's why they're cheering. We've survived another year.
I would have my head slung low thinking, now I got to survive another one of these things. Anyway, but that's besides the point. That's a political statement.
Trump moment. But I think your head should be high because,
you
know why? Because when you survive another year, it's like it makes you stronger. It's like a callus. You know what I mean? We're tougher.
Yeah.
We're actually, if Ron last year, Ron 2018 is a different Ron than Ron 2019. And
Could
I
be.
Say that for myself. Could Alicia
be.
2018 is a different, I've learned. I really have. And I've made some, including you when I was cleaning, when I was thinking about some changes in my life, you are one of the highlights for, the things that happened to me in 2018. So we've survived, but we've also encountered some really great moments.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Then I was thinking, like, how do you make resolutions and ever keep them when most people really never do? And I read up on that, and I found something very interesting.
Okay.
And I don't know who the author was or whose idea this was, but to instead of doing New Year's resolutions, do Monday resolutions. And I thought that's pretty good because your weekend, you kind of like, say screw it. And then Monday's like serious back to it day. So and they said you have 52 chances a year of changing things as opposed to just one. So make Monday every week a resolution to do something different that you hadn't done before. And I thought that's kind of brilliant.
That's pretty neat. I even have another version of that. Mm-hmm. I just reset every day, to be very honest.
Yeah, interesting.
I fall off the horse almost every day. There's no perfect day. So I reset, or even choosing to eat healthy or whatever. I just reset. I know Mondays are great for doing that, but I just like the moment I do it, I don't have the patience or time to kind of wait. I'm like, okay. So I wasn't nice to somebody as much as I was, or I was late for a meeting. I'm like, I'm going to reset to be more on time. So I give myself 24 hours or even that moment to just reset. I'm like, I'm resetting.
Oh, so when you go to bed at night, you say to yourself, tomorrow's another day and it's going to be different.
Yes, correct. And if whatever, and something that I did or that I did not like, or even the moment, sometimes I make a comment, you know, we're not perfect, right? Except for you. Sometimes I make a comment, I say stupid. My little thing is once in a while, I say really dumb things at dumb moments and I don't know why. And I'm like, I walk away and I'm like, oh my God, Alicia. So yeah, so I reset. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I'm like, oh, let's reset. So I can't even wait for, you know, 7 days. I just gotta, like, in the moment, I just gotta, like, tomorrow I'm gonna do it differently, or I'm gonna set my alarm, or I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna make inroads to whatever I gotta do. I'm gonna give myself that next day to jump back on the horse or reset.
The other thing I found interesting was the term launching, which is used certainly when you're you know, when you're in a space shuttle or something or whatever. But in a business sense, launching is creating an event around something new that you're doing, and you're announcing it to everybody around you. And I know that's kind of stupid, because we shouldn't live in order to announce to other people. We should live to announce to ourselves. But with Facebook and social media, can actually get away with that psychologically. And I thought that's kind of an interesting business personal mix to change something and then launch it, even if it's like moving your furniture around and then planning a dinner and eating in your new living room and having a little bit of a party in it. You know, it's like the launching of a new thing. And I thought that's an interesting concept too.
I like that. I haven't heard that, but that is, you're right. I think of launching, I'm in PR, so I think of launching as like a campaign. But also in that respect, sometimes we get stuck in a rut. We go to the same coffee shop. We work out at the same time. I think we can try to get out of that rut, maybe on a day-to-day basis, and it comes back to day-to-day again. Maybe that's our theme. Because I don't think we have the wherewithal to stand a week. I think we just have a wherewithal to really operate within a day-to-day. I think sometimes we give ourselves this monthly, yearly thing that we've got to do. And I say, let's just do a day. It's 24 hours. Do something different every day. And for me as a business person, I always say to myself, along with doing something different, I give to somebody. That's my thing. I do a little something special for somebody. If it's either a compliment to somebody on the street, or an extra nice tip to my coffee shop person, or if it has something to do with my business. I think if we do something on a daily basis that enriches our lives, or just if anything, like if you're planning to go back to school, you know, do online research of, you know, schools in your area or whatever. Do something. Yes, do something that stirs the coffee. You know what I mean? That is going to, because once in a while, sometimes, I don't know about you, but it, like, day-to-day routines, they really work on our nerves. And I just feel that that's something that promotes a lot of depression. That promotes depression. So we get up at 5, we go to bed at 12, or whatever we do, and it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, stir the coffee every day. Do something a little bit different. If you walk down the street to the left and to the right each day at home, break up even how you go about you know what I mean? That's
good point.
That's going to help us.
I did something very interesting, which actually changed my mood and my attitude. I don't know how long, but your home screen on your phone or on your desktop, whatever. If you, I mean, people have the same one like for 20,000 years. Yeah. Not that it's been around that long.
Yeah.
Put up a different picture, something that soothes you, relaxes you, or perhaps psychologically gives you drive. Whatever the case may be, something personal, maybe something that you saw somewhere that really motivated you, and make that your home screen background. And all of a sudden, there's a different feeling going on. I think I mentioned this before. I'm not sure.
No, you haven't. But I like it. I like it. I think it's a good change up. You're right. I've had the same one now for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. That's something that is, you know, positive.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of kind of visual stimulations, if you will, I've done it. I've done vision boards. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yes.
And that's also something that is, I'd say, a really good thing when it comes to stirring the coffee. Sometimes, say you want to take a vacation, okay? That's your goal. You love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
putting up visuals, cues around your home or your office or your environment, just to stir that motivation, that's something that I promote, because we are visual individuals. Words come and go, really. Mm-hmm. But visual cues are something that excites us from the day we were born to the day we die. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know, it doesn't have to be a perfect vision board. You don't have to do the board and glue and all that stuff. But maybe, you know, little things in the, maybe in your bathroom, you know, because we spend time there in the morning, things that's going to stimulate you. Or in your bedroom, you might want to put something up that, once again, where you spend a lot of time.
Right.
Yeah, put some visual cues about maybe this year that you would like to accomplish, or just like to see happen, manifest in your life.
Yeah. It could be as simple as just moving a chair from one place to the other and just having different perspective when you sit down. It's just little things can mean a lot. Well, these are good little tips. And whether you do it on a daily basis or a weekly or a yearly is kind of stupid, but that's besides the point. Then it's motivation. You know, sometimes we need to motivate ourselves. We can't just wait for something to come along and motivate us.
Absolutely. You know. Nothing, as my grandmother would say, nothing would happen. Well, she's, you know, a UPS guy could come along, but she always said nothing happens from your couch. But you know, these days, you know, who knows? But yeah, you do need. There's a couple things, you need action. You need the thought plus the action behind it in anything, and in absolutely anything. You need, even if it's on your couch, you need to make a phone call, or if you have an idea. Even like you and I met. If you have an idea, take that idea and, you know, send an email or the phone call. The worst that can happen is no, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. And there are a lot of no's in a person's life. Don't be defeated by one no. No's going to happen because you're not alone in the world. There's other people there, and they're all idiots. So that's true. You know, your grandmother was very wise. My grandmother never said anything really of any consequence except for, like, when the hell are your parents going to come over and pick you up? So she said that a lot.
Well, my grandmother said some other stuff, including you don't want to know, but yeah, clean underwear before you leave the house. That's always still a.
One Isn't of that the, funny? The plus, Isn't, you know, it's like if you're in an accident, then how would that's you feel? Said. How would you feel if you had dirty underwear? I always used to say, if I'm in an accident, my underwear is going to get dirty. No matter how clear it is.
She was like, and I'm not going like, to care. Okay.
I don't care. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding profusely. Is my underwear clean, though? I mean, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. All right. Hey, this is good. Are there other people in the coffee shop around you yet?
You know, it's a full, believe it or not, I don't know what's going on. It's a full day here at the coffee shop. You know, I guess people are on vacation really? They're milling about. But yeah, the coffee shop is a full, and today is a great day, but you know, it's maybe when people go back to work. So I think it'll be a little bit thinner out.
Today's the day.
I do want to say something. I know we said it on Christmas, but I still want to say it for New Year's. Mm-hmm. I am excited about where we're going to go in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm very, very happy for our association, for lack of a better word. I can't think of the right word now, but I'm thrilled to what 2019 is. It will be for us as a collaboration chat, plus also individually. So that's I wanted to put that out into the universe.
Very nice. That's better than a card. So very, very nice.
And one final thing before I go. I want to just say to people, be careful about your words in 2019. I really believe in the power of words. So stop saying things over your lives that are defeating and flip it and say positive things. So if you're in a bad situation, or if you're financially in a weird situation, if you know what I'm talking about, stop saying, I'm this, I'm this, I'm that, and start using your words to empower you, to help you to get out of that rut. So if you are unhappy with your weight, unhappy with your love life, unhappy with your financial situation, say positive things towards improving that, as opposed to defeating things that will basically allow you to stay in that situation. So that's my thing is 2019, be more positive and selective in the words that you use.
Excellent. Well, there you go. We'll do this again next week and see what other social issues we can enter upon.
We can do it all. We are super, super, super human people.
Now don't drink too much coffee now.
It's only tea. So, yeah, and I have to get started. All right. Good.